Most media buyers open an ad spy tool, find a competitor's high engagement creative, download it, swap the logo, and run it. Then they wonder why it flops. The pattern is predictable. Power Ad Spy and other competitor ad intelligence tools like it look like copy machines. They're not. They're pattern detectors. That distinction sounds small. It costs real money when you miss it. Why copying feels safe and isn't. The logic seems airtight. A competitor has been running an ad for 6 months, it has thousands of engagements, therefore the ad works. Steal it? Wrong framing. As competitor ad intelligence practitioners note repeatedly, if you copy the ad, you may also copy the wrong assumption. You do not know the competitor's margin, their audience segment, their back-end funnel, or their landing page conversion rate. A video hook that drives cold traffic for a brand with an established customer base and a high converting product page will die in your account if you have neither of those things. You extracted one variable and discarded the rest of the equation. A brand running 200 ads may be in a creative drought. One running May 12th have found its winner months ago and is quietly scaling. Competitor ad intelligence is about identifying patterns, not counting ads. Ad volume tells you almost nothing. What you need is structure, the underlying mechanism that made something resonate. What an ad intelligence tool actually gives you. Ad intelligence tools are software platforms that collect, analyze, and organize advertising data from across digital platforms to provide competitive insights and market trends. The operative word is patterns. A single ad is a data point. Patterns across hundreds of ads are insight. Power Ad Spy indexes over 500 million ads across 10 networks: Facebook, Instagram, Google PPC, YouTube, Native, Display Network, Reddit, Quora, Pinterest, and LinkedIn, with 500,000 new ads added every day. That database isn't useful because it lets you clone anything. It's useful because it lets you observe what's working at scale across your category before you spend a dollar testing it yourself. The question isn't what ad is my competitor running. The question is what structure keeps appearing in the ads that earn the most engagement in my niche. The framework extracts structure, not surface. Four layers, each asking a different question of the same data. Layer 1, hook architecture. Search by keyword or competitor domain. Sort results by likes, shares, and comments. Power Ad Spy surfaces these engagement signals directly through its engagement-oriented details feature. This is where competitor ad intelligence becomes more valuable than simple ad spying. Now ignore the product being sold. Focus on the first 3 seconds or the first line of copy. What emotional trigger opens the ad? Do this across 30 to 50 ads in your category. The hooks cluster into a handful of recognizable patterns. Two appear most often in direct response categories. Problem agitate solve. The ad opens by naming a pain, intensifies it briefly, then positions the product as resolution. Common in supplements, skincare, and sauce. Contrarian claim plus proof, the ad opens by challenging a conventional belief, then immediately backs it with a mechanism or result. Common in fitness, finance, and productivity. Run this across any category with a pain-aware audience and the structural pattern becomes legible. Which emotional trigger dominates, whether the product appears early or late, how often problem framing outperforms a feature claim. Your copywriter can generate 10 original variations from that structural insight without copying a word of anyone else's ad. High engagement ads in this category open with a problem statement is actionable intelligence. My competitor's ad says tired of dry skin, is just an ad you didn't write. Layer 2. Call to action signals. Power Ad Spy's call to action based sorting feature is consistently underused for this purpose. Sort by CTA type and you can see what action prompts appear most frequently alongside the highest engagement creatives in a given niche. Shop now versus learn more versus sign up aren't interchangeable, they signal different funnel stages, different audience temperatures, different intent levels. If high engagement ads in your category consistently use Learn More rather than Shop Now, that tells you the market isn't ready to buy on first touch. That changes your entire funnel architecture, not just a button label. Cross-reference that with ad position. Power AdSpy's filter by ad positions feature distinguishes newsfeed placements from side location placements. A Learn More CTA that performs well in the newsfeed tells you something different from the same CTA in the sidebar, different audience context, different intent level. Both data points feed real media planning and provide the kind of competitor ad intelligence that helps marketers make smarter campaign decisions. Run this filter yourself. Power AdSpy CTA sorting and placement filters are live for your niche right now. Layer 3, Geo and Demographic Patterns. Power AdSpy filters competitor ads by ad type, country, language, and ad position, spanning 149 plus countries. This is where the tool stops being a creative research instrument and starts being a market intelligence instrument. Take the Shopify e-commerce space, a use case Power AdSpy search filters are built for. Filter by competitor domain and sort by geo. What you're looking for is divergence. Does a brand running English language copy in North America use different creative structures in continental Europe? When you find a competitor sustaining structurally different hooks, different CTAs, different offer framing by region, not just translated text, that signals they've found something the regional engagement data rewarded. Power AdSpy's analytics metrics include likes, shares, comments, and reactions per ad. The comment-to-like ratio is the signal worth watching here. Comments require an active decision to type. A high comment count on modest likes means the ad triggered a genuine response, curiosity, skepticism, or recognition, rather than a passive scroll stop. When that ratio diverges sharply by region for the same advertiser, it tells you which market is most engaged and why the creative framing likely differs. That observation changes where you test first and how you frame the creative before you spend a cent. If a competitor is spending heavily in a geography you haven't touched, one of three things is true: they know something you don't, they're testing and losing money, or they've found an underserved pocket. Engagement data lets you make an educated read before committing budget. Layer 4, Temporal Patterns. Sort ads by date. Look at what a competitor was running 6 months ago versus what they're running now. Did they shift from video to static? Did their offer structure change? Did they move away from direct response copy toward brand awareness framing? When a brand makes a creative shift and sustains it, meaning the new format doesn't disappear after 2 weeks, that's a signal they found something. A brand killing a format after a short run is a signal they didn't. Date sort makes this workflow possible without spending your own budget to find out. There's a failure mode worth flagging. Creative fatigue causes engagement metrics to drop even if the underlying concept is strong. A high comment ad from months ago that stopped running may be a proven winner. The competitor retired, not a failed test. Looking at the full arc, what ran, when it stopped, what replaced it, whether the replacement held, gives you a more accurate read than any single snapshot. The bookmarking habit most users skip. Power AdSpy's Bookmark the Best Ads feature gets treated as a convenience tool. It's actually a research discipline. Build a swipe file, not of ads to copy, but of ads that demonstrate specific mechanisms. Log the best problem framing hooks, the most effective urgency structures, the ad position choices that correlate with high engagement in your vertical. Organized well, this becomes a training set for your own creative team, a library of proven emotional structures to draw from, not a template folder to paste from. There's a meaningful difference between a copywriter who has studied 200 winning ads and understands why they work, and one who has a folder of screenshots. The first writes original ads that convert. The second writes ads that look familiar but feel off, like a cover version played in the wrong key. What this means for spend decisions. Budget pressure is real. The answer to scrutiny over ad spend isn't spending more confidently on untested formats, it's spending on creative structures with demonstrated market evidence behind them. Competitive ad intelligence is, at its core, a risk reduction tool. Before committing budget to a new hook style, offer structure, or CTA type, check whether it has already been validated by brands with real skin in the game. PowerAdSpy's database of 500+ ads spanning every major paid network means that validation work is already done. The data exists. The question is whether you're using it as a research discipline or a copy machine. For a broader look at how this connects to competitive positioning, the full breakdown of getting ahead with ad intelligence tools picks up where the framework above leaves off. The mechanics of how these platforms collect and surface ad data matter to what gets scraped, which signals get tracked. The definitive guide to ad intelligence tools as a weapon for successful ads covers the infrastructure behind the insight. The position worth taking. Ad spy tools are not shortcut machines. Brands that treat them as such find, copy, paste, run, and produce undifferentiated creative that competes on budget rather than quality. They get into bidding wars they can't win because they have nothing distinctive to offer the algorithm or the audience. Brands that use ad intelligence as a research practice, studying category patterns, identifying structural hooks, tracking competitor evolution over time, build creative that feels original because it draws from evidence rather than imitation. Same data. Different question. Pick one competitor. Run them through the entire framework. Document what you find. Then use that intelligence to launch your own campaigns. The discipline is the point, not the volume of data collected. Start your free PowerAdSpy trial and begin building the kind of competitive intelligence that actually informs creative decisions, not just a folder of ads you almost ran.